Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to the recordings of a bassist who became a pioneer in fusing world music and jazz. It's East Meets West, Ahmad Abdul-Malik, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thank you.
Ahmad Abdul-Malik with La Ibki from the album East Meets West. We're playing the music of Ahmad Abdul-Malik on this edition of Nightlights. Malik was a bassist who played with pianist Randy Weston and Thelonious Monk in the 1950s and went on to make a handful of leader dates that helped forge a path for the fusion of jazz with world music. Malik, who was of Sudanese descent, was born in Brooklyn in 1927 and grew up on Atlantic Avenue, a neighborhood he later said had 10 different nationalities. Your ears just had to open up. His first music teacher was a Russian, and in junior high he joined a group that played Greek, Syrian, and Gypsy weddings. He was a multi-instrumentalist, but he spent most of his professional career playing the bass and the oud, or Arabic lute. The records he eventually made as a leader drew on everything from Middle Eastern music and African highlife to calypso and samba, all combined with elements of the mid-20th century New York jazz scene from which he had emerged. Malik began to make those records around the same time that he was working with Thelonious Monk's quartet, which featured John Coltrane in the tenor chair. In 1958, Coltrane was replaced by Johnny Griffin, who impressed Malik with what the bassist referred to as his oriental flavor and his improvisational abilities. Griffin ended up playing on Malik's first two albums. We'll hear him now with Malik on Isma, or Listen, on Nightlights.
Thank you.
bassist and oud player Ahmad Abdul Malik and Isma Listen from his album Jazz Sahara, recorded in October of 1958, featuring Johnny Griffin on tenor saxophone. Ahmad Abdul Malik was not the only musician to investigate more global avenues of jazz. His former employers Art Blakey and Randy Weston, as well as Yusuf Lateef, pursued similar approaches in somewhat varying degrees. But it was Malik who blazed the boldest path that artists such as Don Cherry and Ornette Coleman would follow in subsequent years. Malik also contributed to John Coltrane's growing interest in the music of other countries and cultures, and in November of 1961, he set in with the tenor saxophonist for several nights at the Village Vanguard. He can be heard playing tambura on the track India. Part of Malik's concept was to use scales more than chords, and in doing so, he was in step with several other jazz artists of the late 1950s, such as Miles Davis, who felt that the music was stuck in a dead end. "American jazz is dull," Malik told Metronome in 1958. "It's boiled down to a single type. The man I love things have all been said before. Now is the time to transfuse new blood. Foreign scales, foreign melodic lines, the Oriental flavor." He proclaimed the superior imaginative abilities of Middle Eastern musicians and noted, "What the West plays in 4-4, the East plays in 5-4 or 9-4 and thinks nothing of it." In 1960, he released an album with hard boppers such as Lee Morgan and Benny Golson, joining some of the same ethnic musicians who had appeared on Jazz Sahara. The album's title, East Meets West, became a motto for Malik's approach. From that album, here's El Lail, The Night on Nightlights. Bassist Ahmad Abdul-Malik doing Searchin' from the 1960 RCA album East Meets West, featuring Benny Golson on tenor sax, Curtis Fuller on trombone, and Jerome Richardson on flute. Before that, from the same album, El Lyle, or The Night, with both Golson and Johnny Griffin on tenor sax and Lee Morgan on trumpet. We'll have more of Ahmad Abdul-Malik's world jazz recordings in just a few moments. Production support for this program comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to East Meets West, Ahmad Abdul-Malik on Nightlights. Thank you. We're playing the world jazz recordings of bassist Ahmad Abdul-Malik on this edition of Nightlights. Malik came out of the 1940s and 50s New York jazz scene and worked with musicians such as Art Blakey, Thelonious Monk, Randy Weston, and he also did a stint with Sam the Man Taylor. Though Malik has been widely heard on live recordings with Monk, the series of pioneering world jazz records that he made in the late 1950s and early 1960s, which blended Middle Eastern instrumentation and non-Western scales and rhythms with minor key jazz improvisations, may account for the most significant aspect of his musical legacy. Those recordings didn't tend to get great reviews when they first appeared. Writing about East Meets West, Ralph Gleason declared that this does not come off, except occasionally, as anything more than a novelty, and Harvey Siders, reviewing Spellbound, opined that exoticism is no substitute for swing. Modern-day musicians and fans are more positive. Bassist Jeremy Allen writes of Malik, "When you listen to Jazz Sounds of Africa, you hear a jazz musician who is not merely paying lip service to the idea of the African roots of jazz, but who has a true African rhythmic sense. The first cut, Nights on Saturn, displays this. His repetitive bass ostinato is completely unhinged, rhythmically speaking, from the kind of structure one hears in the playing of almost all American jazz musicians. For me personally, that's the kind of continuously flexible rhythmic feel that I strive for, and which I think holds an incredible amount of expressive potential." Ahmad Abdul-Malik and Nights on Saturn on Nightlights. Thank you. bassist Ahmad Abdul-Malik doing African Bossa Nova from the new jazz album Sounds of Africa. Some of the featured musicians there, including cellist Kalo Scott, trumpeter Richard Williams, alto saxophonist Edwin Steed, tenor saxophonist Taft Chandler, Bilal Abdurrahman on clarinet, and Rupert Alain on flute. Before that, we heard Nights on Saturn from the album The Music of Ahmad Abdul-Malik, featuring Tommy Turrentine on trumpet, Kalo Scott on cello, and Bilal Abdurrahman on an instrument they just referred to as Korean reed instrument because Ahmad Abdul-Malik didn't even really know what the name of the instrument was. Ahmad Abdul-Malik made no more records as a leader after 1964, though he continued to perform and study, and he became a jazz educator as well, teaching at several universities. In 1984, he received a BMI Pioneer in Jazz Award. He passed away in 1993, just as some of his earlier recordings were once again becoming available on CD. Malik once said, "The whole health of the world is based on each contributing to one another, doctors, bakers, musicians. If musicians want to cooperate, they must be masters of all scales, which will broadcast to the receiver of the mind." Ahmad Abdul-Malik and Nadusama on Nightlights. Thank you.
Thank you.
We closed with bassist and oud player Amran Abdul-Malik doing Anxious from the album Jazz Sahara, featuring Johnny Griffin on tenor sax. Before that, Nandusuma from the album Jazz Sounds of Africa. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to Jeremy Allen. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.